Well, it's bedtime for adults. It's time for you to go to sleep. But what are you going to do with all that stress? What are you going to do with the revved up feeling of you got to get it done, you got to get it done? How much can you get done in one day? I have it too, believe me. I go, 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 go. Luckily, I have the gift of just passing out asleep as soon as I lie down. And I have the gift of falling back asleep again as soon as I wake up. But part of how I do this is by getting really grounded. In other words, if our energy's in our head, if we're still thinking, 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 we can't just calm down and be in the moment, which is, oh, I'm going to lie down in this cozy, soft bed and I'm going to fall asleep. That's the moment. So you can't stay in the past, which is your day, and you can't go into the future, which is tomorrow, when you're in the moment of bedtime. The goal is to just be right there and slide into those sheets and enjoy yourself in the moment. That's the goal. So let's look at everything you did today. Just list in your mind for a minute all of the accomplishments, not everything you didn't get done, but all of the things you really did do. We give thanks for that. What you did this morning. What you did at noon. What you did in the early afternoon, the late afternoon. And then what you did in the evening. And what you did tonight. Even if you just relaxed, that's what you needed. If this was your last day on earth, maybe that's what you needed. Let's see it all as perfect. Everything that happened today was perfect. Even all of the accidents or mishaps or confusion or chaos, it's just part of life on earth. Life is unpredictable here on earth. Now let's look at parts of your day where you could have done it a little more gracefully. You could have lived it a little more in the flow. And let's rewrite those. Go back through and remember in the morning, were you in the flow? If you were, give thanks. Imagine it again and give thanks. Imagine around noon, around lunchtime. Were you in the flow? How did that go? Rewrite things that feel stuck. If something went terribly wrong in your eyes, rewrite it. Imagine that it went smoothly. This afternoon, rewrite it. If it was all perfect in your eyes, give thanks for it. But if something was frustrating or felt stuck, rewrite it as if it happened differently. This evening, do the same thing. Rewrite it, even just your mood or how you felt. Maybe you could write something like, I had plenty of energy. I was so present. I did not talk about work all evening. Things like that. Instead, I was happy. So happy. And if you were happy, give thanks for that. And now look back over the day and all the crazy things that happened in it and write it out as it's perfect. You can write it in a journal. You can write it in your mind. You can say it under your breath. But look at how each terrible thing that happened was actually perfect. Because that terrible thing happened, you did this. Because that went wrong, you ended up here. Because something else went terribly wrong, this happened. Go through your day like that and look at how it's all so perfect the way it worked out. And here we are right now. We survived it. We're in this wonderful moment of bedtime. It's a time when we get to stop everything. Unless you work the night shift, you don't have to call in sick to go to bed at bedtime. You don't have to explain where you are. Everyone assumes you're in bed. Most people aren't calling you through the night. They're allowing you to sleep, unless they're in all different time zones. And for those of you who have children, even they're asleep, hopefully. And now it's your turn. You get to turn off the lights. You get to shut down the conscious part of the brain. You get to breathe deeply. I can't even tell you how many times today I caught myself leaning forward toward the computer, so excited, my shoulders up, and my breathing shallow. And each time I had to just stop and breathe in and relax my shoulders. And now's the moment where everything stops. You're expected to relax your shoulders and sleep deeply. You're not expected to keep rushing around and getting things done. It's a big time out for everyone. One way that you can bring your energy down from up in your head is to use the toggle switch that we use in the morning prayer, but reverse it. Bring the volume down, down, down. So visualize that you're pulling the volume button downward, 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 slowly downward. And when it gets stuck a little bit in the middle, for example, you can imagine that coincides with your shoulders or your upper back or your chest. And it's just hard to get the energy to go down through there and drop down and relax. It's hard to get it to move through the stress. Keep visualizing that you're pulling the toggle switch down. As you breathe into your chest and you open it up by stretching, we ask our angels and our spirit guides to help us. We ask them to move in around us and remove the stress from the day, even if it was exciting stress. We ask them to take any energy out of our shoulders that we've accumulated through the day from others or from our own reaction to our environment. We ask our spirit guides to help us to drop our energy down through our low back, through the spine, through the hips. We ask our spirit guides and our angels to move our energy through our legs, all the way to the lower legs. If you're already in bed lying down, you can imagine that a spirit guide goes to your feet and takes hold of your ankles and pulls the energy downward through his hands, downward through his own feet into Mother Earth. Sometimes if I wake up in the night and I want to fall back to sleep instantly, I'll do that. I'll picture my angel or spirit guide holding onto my feet and drawing the energy downward. Boom, I'm out. Because you can't be in your head if your energy's flowing downward. When we're stuck in our mind or we're stuck in anxiety or worry, it means all of your energy is trapped above your chest. All of that anxiety is sitting in the chest, in the throat, in the mind. And it means that we need to bring it down through our feet, down through our toes. You can also imagine that you're getting reflexology. You can imagine someone is working on the pressure points in your feet. We give it all away. We give away all of our worries, everything we're responsible for. We give it over to the angels and guides for the night. We ask them to take it from us. And we ask that they organize our lives, that they sort it all out for us so that in the morning, we're able to see more clearly. Things fall into place more easily. Half of the work is done for us. We ask our team for this, our team of angels and guides. We ask that anything in our body that needs healed is healed tonight in our sleep. We ask our spirit guides to work on us quietly, subtly, as not to wake us. We ask that in the morning we feel repaired and restored. We ask that any ailments in the body are healed. We invite our angels to perform an energy healing on us as we sleep.
We ask them to advance us. We ask them for dreams that teach us something, that show us a new perspective on our lives. We ask that everyone in our household sleeps deeply. We ask that angels move through our home, cleansing and clearing it. We ask that every bedroom is cleared out. We ask that each person that we love in our home or in the world is healed tonight in their sleep. We ask that each person feels loved by their angels and their guides tonight. We ask that each person that we love wakes up refreshed. We ask that if we took on anybody else's energy today from an argument or a confrontation, or we listened to their sad story or their depressing story, we ask that any energy belonging to other people is removed from us. Removed from the layers around our body, removed from our shoulders, removed from our chakras. We ask that anything in our energy field that does not belong to us steps out now. Any entities, any ghosts, any energy, like emotional energy that's globbed onto us from someone else, we ask that this simply is moved out of the rings of our field. Sometimes I like to imagine that I'm in this pod or a little spaceship, and all of the people from my day need to get out of my spaceship. That I need to be in my own bubble, and they simply need to just step out. So I ask them all to leave in a loving way, like, everybody out, so that I can sleep. And I imagine everybody stepping out through doorways or windows, all these different exit points in my bubble or my little ship. And then I seal it. I imagine every door, every window seals itself. I close them and I'm in my own space. We give thanks for our own space. Sometimes when I fall asleep, I say to myself, the only one here is me. The only one here is me. Over and over. To remind myself that everybody else's issues, all their problems, are not mine. I am going to bed. I am enjoying the moment. I am comfortable. I am relaxing. We ask our sphere guides and our angels to help us to relax into the bed. We ask them to shift our energy from alive and awake to resting and sleeping. We ask for peace. We ask for calm. We ask for no fear. We ask for trust. We trust that we are safe inside of our bubble. We trust that if we need to be woken up, that if there is any danger, our spirit guides and our angels will alert us. We ask that our energy bubble is sealed so that nothing can get in through the night, nothing can disturb us. We ask that the only beings in our room are the highest vibration, the highest white light, angels and guides who love us and care for us. We ask that our minds are cleansed and reset for tomorrow, and we ask that when we wake up, we feel energized, excited, thrilled to be awake, eager to start our day. We ask that we wake up full of joy. We give thanks for another day. We give thanks for this lifetime. We give thanks for this miraculous existence on earth while it lasts. And we ask that tonight in our sleep, we can travel into the starry night sky and be free. Free of this body. Free of our responsibilities. We ask that we're able to let it all go and to soar, to fly, sometimes when we're sleeping, we meet with our team of spirit guides. It's like we have a meeting on the other side. We reassess our situation. We discuss different pathways. We ask that in the morning we retain this wisdom. We don't need to remember it, but we ask that we somehow have gained the information, the insight. And we ask that we have access to these new ideas and new perspectives. Okay, so let's settle in. Everybody get comfortable. Everybody's tucked themselves in like a little kid. Parenting yourself. Imagine your angel bending over and kissing you on the forehead, loving you like a child. And as they stand up straight again, sparkles of energy like mist fall all around you from their movement and from their love for you. Rest in that light. Take in that love. Feel their presence. Feel your angel's presence. Good night.